I'd like to introduce our brother Sham. He works tirelessly for this institution and has for many years. He's dedicated and lives here in the Pandavabhavan campus, and he takes care of all things IT, all those things that many of us don't understand. He makes work for this campus. So he will be with us for 45 minutes, and over to you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. How are you feeling here? This is, I think, first morning. Right. So today we'll start our session with some exercise, and it's not really that the exercise which we do in the gym, but this all exercise we will do the asanas and little bit pranayam. You know that our on 21st June we celebrate as a World Yoga Day. So this everything what we do, exercise and pranayam, asanas, this all called Hatha Yoga. The full name is Hatha Yoga, but now people call it by short name, Yoga Yoga. So why it is called Hatha Yoga? Anyone knows why it's called Hatha Yoga? In Hindi, actually, Hatha means forcefully. Pull your hands forcefully. So that means many people think that's why it's called Hatha. But that's not the true meaning of Hatha. So for next 2 minutes, I will explain why it's called Hatha Yoga and what is the benefit in our life. Is it visible? Let me try another one. So that word Hatha, H-A-T-H-A, is a Sanskrit word. And H-A means sun. And T-H-A is moon. So sun is father, moon is mother. So we have two nostrils, right and left. So our right nostril is a sun nostril. The sun in our planetary system, we have sun. So right nostril is a sun nostril. And the left is a moon nostril. If you check now, your one nostril is working fine and second one, another one is little bit less. Right. So, we got our body from our parents. So right side of our body is from our father's side. And left side of our body is from our mother's side. So I wrote here, sun, father, right side, and moon, mother, left side. So in our planetary system, when this sun and moon are in very balanced position, so in planet Earth, everything is so much balanced. So when we balance our both nostrils, this our planet, this earth, this our body, everything in our body starts to come into balance. That's why it's called Hatha Yoga. See? So we know about, I think we all know about little bit, the chakras in our body. We have 7 chakras in our body. Start from here, crown chakra, and down here is root chakra. So in Hatha Yoga, mainly we are focusing on our breathing. When we have to inhale, and when we have to exhale. But in normal exercise, which we do in our gym, that time we don't concentrate what time we have to inhale and what time we have to exhale. But in Hatha Yoga, we focus what time we have to inhale and what time we have to exhale. Right? So I'm just giving an example. When we are twisting our body, that time we have to exhale. And when we are coming into front, that time inhale. Right now I'm standing front side, so inhale. When I'm twisting, exhale. If I'm forwarding, bending forward, exhale. When I'm going back, inhale. So that's little bit rules for the asanas and Hatha Yoga. So when we balance our breath, everything in our body start to come into balance. Okay. Any question? No. We'll start today's session with little bit exercise. Okay. Now you are sitting, so we can sit and we'll do some exercise. Very light one. First we'll do the sitting exercise, then we'll do the standing exercise. Okay. Stretch your hands. Fist closed, thumb in. Thumb in, fist closed. Thumb in, thumb should go in, like this. Both fists together, shoulders together, joint, and move like this. Touch your fist with each other, together, like this. Just move your wrist. Don't bend your elbow like this. It should be very straight. Then you can feel some pressure from here to here. 8 to 10 times clockwise and 8 to 10 times anti-clock. Okay, straight like this. Down, up. Down, up. 5 to 7 times, up, down. Now like this. This looks very easy, but this exercise is very good from our shoulder to our wrist for our fingers. If you will do 50 to 100 times, then you will feel little bit harder. Oh, if... Okay, stop. Now we'll do something for our shoulder. Our heart chakra is connected with our shoulder. So if anyone has some problem in their shoulder, in their lungs, in heart, it means their heart chakra is weak. So this exercise and asanas, not for our body, but our seven chakras also. So we'll do something for our shoulder. Okay, keep your left hand at the back, left hand back, right hand like this. Is it better? I will stand. Okay. Now, move your, you can sit, it's up to you. Okay. Now you move your hands like this. When hand, elbow is going back, that time inhale. When it's coming forward, that time exhale. Going back, inhale, coming front, exhale. 5 to 7 times clockwise, then anti-clock. Forward, exhale, going back, inhale. Okay, now right hand at the back, left hand in this position. Now move your left hand. Try to touch your hands to your ears when you're going like this. Five to seven times clockwise, then 5 to 7 anti-clock. Okay, now both hands like this. Your right hand, now do it by both hands. When hands are coming, elbows are coming in front, in exhale. When he's going back, inhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Now anti-clock. Because when our hands are going back, our chest is expanding. So that time we have to inhale. When it's coming closer, that time we have to exhale because chest is compacting. Okay, relax. Yeah. Same. When hands are going back, inhale. Because chest is expanding. In any exercise or asanas, when our chest is expanding, that time we have to inhale. When it's compacting, that time we have to exhale. Okay. Now it's time to stand up. Now we'll do little exercise for our neck, for our shoulder. keep your hands on your waist like this. This is exercise for our neck and our shoulder. Okay, just first have a look how I'm doing. Inhale and take your hands back and hold for a few seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and slowly come forward, bend your head and complete exhale. Okay, we'll start. You have already started. Okay, inhale, hold your breath, try to touch your head to your shoulder as much as possible. Okay, don't force. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now bend, try to touch your chin to your chest, complete exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again inhale slowly and go up. Your head will go back. Hold there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, slowly exhale and bend your head. Your chin will touch to your chest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, one more time, back. Your head will go back. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, exhale. Again, chin will touch to your chest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale and head straight. Head straight now. This is specially for the cervical. If any have cervical problem, they can do this exercise 5 to 7 times, 10 times, depends. Now in this second one, inhale and turn your head to your right side and complete exhale. When you are turning your head, that time exhale, turn your head to your right side, wait for a few seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, your head would straight. Now turn to your left side, complete exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, head straight. Now turn to your right side again, complete exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale and head straight. Now again turn to your left side, complete exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale and head straight. Always we have to inhale and exhale from our nose only, not from the mouth. In this, now the third one, whenever we do the exercise related with neck, just now we are doing now, our hands should be on our waist. If you do like that, your shoulder would go down. So that's not a good sign. So we have to keep hands should like this way only. In this, next one, inhale and bend your head to your shoulder. Your ears will touch to your shoulder. On your right side, complete exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, head straight. Now on your left side, left ear will touch to left shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, head straight. Again on your right side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, head straight. Now again on your left side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale and head straight. Now the last one. We have to assume, we have to think this, our chin is a pen, tip of the pen. And from this, we have to write number 8. Okay? When your head is going forward, that time inhale. When it's coming near to your chest, that time exhale. 5 to 7 times. You can do with your closed eyes also, because many people feel giddiness. Think that this, your chin is a tip of the pen. And by this pen, you are writing number 8. how much bigger you can draw your number 8 according to your capacity. 5 to 7 times clockwise, then 5 to 7 times anti-clock. Slowly. Okay, stop. Everyone is okay? These are very light exercise. If someone want to come in the front, they can come into front also if they are not getting much space to stand there. If who can understand English, but who are getting translation is okay for them. Okay, now our left hand on at the back, and by the right hand, move like this. Inhale, up, it will touch to your ears, and exhale, down. Inhale, up, exhale, downward. Inhale, up, exhale, downward. 5 to 7 times clockwise. Try to touch your this tricep, bicep to your ears. If you do like this, you won't feel anything. Now, anti-clock. Okay, relax. Now, right hand at the back and by left hand. Same, when hand is going up, inhale, when it's going down, exhale. Inhale, up, exhale, down. Inhale, up, exhale, down. Now, anti-clock. Okay, relax. Both hands straight, and inhale, together, both hands together, up, and exhale, from the side it would go down. Very easy, inhale, up, exhale, by side, down. Inhale, up, down. Continue for 5 to 7 times. Very easy. No? Now reverse. Inhale from inside. Inhale, up and forward. Exhale and down. See, here we don't want to become a bodybuilder, but we have to keep our body fit and fine, right? Okay, relax. Now we'll do the self hug. Do you know self hug? Yeah. Forcefully. How much we can hug? First, take your any. Right now, here we'll take our right hand up. Then, wait for few seconds. Hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then change, and then your left hand would be up. How much tight you can hug yourself? We normally hug each other, right? But we never hug self. At least 2 to 3 times. Main thing is that how long we can hold. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. If you do just like this, you won't feel much. But try to hug for a long time. Okay, relax. Next one, for the shoulder and for the arm, take your right hand like this, turn, and from your left hand, push your right hand like this way. Don't bend your elbow of the right hand. It is straight. Hold and neck on the other side. Hold, breathe, neck on the other side. Opposite. Your right hand is going on the left side, so your head would go on your right side. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, exhale. Now change. Inhale and hold. Your left hand is straight, by your right hand you will pulling your left hand. You will feel some pressure here on your left shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Change. Try to keep your elbow of the right hand straight. If you will bend like this, you won't feel any pressure. It should be straight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, one more time by the left hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, relax. Everyone is okay? Yeah. Enjoying? No big gap in your legs according to your height. Left hand at the back. Right hand on the right side of the leg. And inhale up. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. 5 to 7 times. Okay, now change your hand, right hand at the back and by left hand. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Okay, relax. Now both hands on your both legs. We have to do by both hands. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Okay, stop. Now in this, the second one, now we are clapping by our front side of the palm. Now we have to clap by the opposite side of our palm. When it's going down like this, opposite side of our palm, and when it's going up, same, opposite of the palm. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Okay, relax. Very easy. Can you do 100 times? In this, the next one, close your fist, thumb in. Like this, thumb will go like this, and by your thumb, inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Don't punch each other. Okay, relax, relax. Legs together. We'll do something for our knees. If anyone have knee problem or knee replacement done, please don't do this exercise. Okay, hands straight. Inhale. And while exhaling, go down, your knees would come front, forward, like this. Wait for 2 seconds, then up, inhale up. While exhaling, go down, complete exhale, wait for a few seconds, again up, again down. If anyone have knee problem or knee replacement, please don't do this exercise. Five to seven times. Wait for a few seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again up. One more time. Down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up. Okay, relax. Because you are here for next few days and you have to come in this class. Right? Again, stretch your legs like this according to your capacity. Left hand on the left leg, right hand up. Inhale and try to bend as much to your capacity. Okay, try to follow me, but according to your capacity. Complete exhale, how much you can bend your body. Inhale up. Now right hand on the right leg, left hand up. Complete exhale down. Again inhale up. Five to seven times by both sides. When you are bending our body, that time exhale. When you are going straight, inhale. This is specially for our kidneys, for our liver, for our love handles. If someone wants to reduce their belly fat, okay. slowly we'll go like this way, complete like this. It's very easy, but depend on the practice. Okay, relax. We'll do the tree pose. Your both feet together. Hands like this on your head. Cross. Locked. Inhale. If anyone have knee problem, then don't stand on your toe. We have to stand now on our toe. If anyone have knee problem, just stretch your hand like this. If who are the normal, they can stand on their toe. Up. Just like someone is pulling you. Straight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relax. Second time. Up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more time. Inhale. Up, stretch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relax. From the side down. This we can do in our office also. When you are sitting for a long time, 2 to 3 hours, 4 hours in the office, when you get up, you can do this stretching exercise. It will stretch your entire body. In this, next one is half tree pose. If possible, then only do. Let's have a look. Like this. This is a slippery. Inhale, up, hold. Down, by now, the different one. Okay? Tired? Yes. Okay, we'll do now with some pranayam. Nowadays many people have diabetic problem, right? So we'll do some asana for the diabetic. It's called Mandukasana in Sanskrit or Hindi. Manduk means frog. So we have to do by that asana, especially for our pancreas. So wherever you are sitting now, I can sit. If you can sit on the chair, no problem. Like this. If one if can't sit on the floor, your close your fist, thumb would go in. Because here I doesn't have much space, so that's why I sit down. Yes. And take your belly button 1 inch left and right of your belly button. Keep your thumb like this. 1 inch left and right to your belly, not on the belly button, but left and right on your belly button. our thumb would touch like this. And inhale, if anyone has sleep disc problem, then don't do this exercise because we have to do forward bending in there. Inhale, complete exhale, and now bend forward. And try to bend your elbows as much as possible towards the earth, like this. Complete exhale, don't inhale in this position. You will feel the pressure on your stomach. Inhale up, because exactly at the back of our belly button, pancreas are there. So we have to activate our pancreas. So this is specially for the diabetic person. Okay, again inhale, exhale, forward bending. Try to bend your elbows towards the earth. Complete exhale. How long you can remain, stay in this position, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, depends. Then inhale and up. One more time. Exhale and forward bend. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale and up. In this, the second one, keep your left palm on the belly button and then on the right palm. Like this, same we have to do, follow. Inhale, complete exhale, and forward bending. Your elbows will move forward near the downstairs, down, not on the front. Try to move your elbows more to the down, so it will create the pressure on your stomach, on the belly button, on the pancreas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, up. One more time. Exhale, forward bending. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, up. Again, third time, last time. Exhale, move down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, up. This exercise we have to do at least after 4 hours of our meal. And if anyone have a diabetic problem, they can do like 10, 15, even 10, 20 times also, morning and evening. So slowly our pancreas start to work. Okay, this is for the pancreas. Now I will do some breathing exercise. This all breathing exercise is called pranayam. So there are total 7 types of pranayam, but I am not going to teach everything today. In our next session we'll see some more. But we'll see the first one is called Bhastrika, like deep breathing. So our 5 fingers represent 5 elements. Thumb represents fire element. First finger for the wind, air. Third one for the ether or the sky. Fourth one for the earth. And last one for the water. So in India, in our school time, whenever we want to go for the urine, we always show teacher like this finger. But we doesn't never know why we are showing this finger. Now I know. This is for the water element. So, like this way, this is called pran mudra. Fire, thumb and last two fingers touch together. Sit like this. If you are feeling so much tired, so you can sit like this way. After a few minutes, you will feel energetic. So we'll start last two fingers. These two fingers straight, and last two fingers, okay? We'll do Bhastrika deep breathing. First, have a look how it to do. Inhale, 2 to 3 seconds to inhale. Hold for 1 or 2 seconds and then exhale, when you are exhaling, that time also 2 to 3 seconds to inhale. How much time we are taking to inhale, same time we have to do for the while exhaling also. Okay, start like this. Inhale, hold, 1, 2, exhale, deep inhale and deep exhale. Again inhale, hold, 1, 2, exhale. Again inhale, hold your breath, exhale. Again inhale, hold your breath, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Okay, stop normal breathing. That we have to do at least 15 to 20 times. In first attempt we can do like 5 to 7 times. If you are feeling tired, then just do the normal breathing and again start. This is called deep breathing or Bhastrika. That if anyone doesn't have any time to do all other exercise or asanas or pranayam, but at least if they will do this 5 to 10 minutes every day, that would be more beneficial. In this one, the next one, nowadays many people have heart problem, blockages, heart disease, many people getting sudden heart attack. So clear our heart and make our heart blockages clear and make our heart strong. In this, the next one, like this, we had done, close your fist, thumb in, thumb should always in, because this part of our hand area is for the heart. So thumb in, close fist, close your fist, our hands would like this. And inhale, up, fist open. Exhale, down, fist close, again thumb in. Inhale, fist open, coming down, exhale, fist close, close your fist, thumb in. This is for the normal people. If anyone have problem with their heart, if someone have doesn't problem, but they can still do, but little bit faster. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. But if anyone have heart problem, heart blockages, whatever, so do very slowly. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Like this. You can do like 40 to 50 times, not once, but like 10 to 12 times in one attempt, then slowly you can increase this. Especially for making our heart strong, clearing all the blockages. Okay, relax. Now we'll do the fourth pranayam, Anulom Vilom. Close your right nostril by your right thumb. Inhale from your left nostril. Close your left nostril, open your right nostril and out from, exhale from right nostril. Again inhale from your right nostril only. Close your right nostril, open your left nostril, exhale from left nostril. Continue doing this 5 to 7 times. Inhale from left, exhale from right. Again inhale from right only and exhale from left. Inhale from left, exhale from right. Then inhale from right, exhale from your left. Okay, stop. This Anulom Vilom Pranayam also we have to do at least 5 to 7 minutes, 10 minutes, depend how much time we have. When we are inhaling, that time we have to focus on our breath, and we have to make the thought that whatever positive is there in this earth, this all positivity going within me. And while we are exhaling, whatever is the negativity, toxins, disease is there in within my body, is everything is going out. Like this. So it helps to concentrate our mind. Otherwise our mind wanders here and there. But if we make with this thought, so it helps to concentrate in our concentration. Okay. Now the last one we'll do with the Om chanting. Very easy. Just have a look. Inhale. First have a look. Then first then ooh. When we are doing a and oo, our mouth is open. When we are doing ma, that time we have to close our mouth. So out of 100% of our breath, 25% we have to use for the oo, sorry, a. Then 25% for the oo, oo, and 50% for the mmm. Okay, start, we'll do 3 times. Inhale. Again inhale. Again third time inhale. Now rub your hands like this, put on your face and your hands like this. Thank you.